92.5. Brooke and Jubal's second date update.
Today, a listener named Justin is on the phone for a second date update, and his email said that he's shocked he's not getting a call back because apparently it doesn't happen very often for Justin. So, Justin, what's up, man? How are you?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Not too bad. So your email said that, well, what's the girl's name who isn't calling you back, by the way?
Erica.
Erica, all right. So you said that Erica isn't calling you back, and you're shocked by that. You don't get a lot of people blowing you off. Is that it?
Yeah, pretty much.
What are you, like a model?
Well, I mean, I'm a bartender, a former male model.
Oh, God.
Okay.
You are just like a huge red flag is what you are, sir. But, like, I don't even know you, and I wouldn't date you.
Yeah, but also if you're a bartender, former male model, I believe you. You don't have a lot of people not call you back. So what do you think happened?
You know, it's funny. I guarantee you try to call me for a second date update, but I just probably never picked up.
Oh, you think she's trying to get a hold of you, too?
No, not this one, but I'm sure there's been other girls that have been trying to get a hold of me through you guys.
Oh, all right.
Okay,
maybe, man. So you date a lot, obviously.
You know, I've ghosted a lot of women in my life.
Okay, that is not that is not something to brag about, okay?
Really, no, I'm not bragging. I'm just telling you guys, it's not easy having a relationship. Everywhere I go, I just get a lot of attention. And, you know, until I met this girl, Erica, we just connected. Wow.
Where'd you guys meet?
Actually, I just met her up in Tinder.
Okay.
I didn't realize how cool she was until we started talking. She had a brain.
That's right. Good.
That's good.
I think most people do have brains, but some don't use them very well.
I
will agree with you on that. So you liked her because she had a brain.
Yeah. There was just something about her when I met her. You know, I'm just like, you know, there's more to a physical body.
There's more.
Why
okay.
is that so creepy when you say it? But yeah,
so
I get
there's
it.
More to this girl, Erica, than just a physical body.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming most of the people you date, it's only a physical body thing.
You know, yes, you're absolutely right.
I'm trying to say something else, like, nah, you're right.
Okay, so she's rare for the kind of girls that you date. Normally, the girls that you date, you guys just hook up, but you actually liked her and want to see her again.
Yeah, she makes me want to be a better person. Aww. Look, I'm not interested in anyone else. You know, I would really love to see this girl again and try to connect with her some more.
Okay,
I feel like we're witnessing your personal growth right now, and I just in the few minutes I've known you, I'm already proud.
Aww.
Oh, thank you.
Well, tell us about your date with Erica. How did it go?
It was kind of embarrassing from the moment that I picked her up.
What?
As soon as I picked her up and she got in my car, my modeling portfolio just slipped under the seat, and she picked it up, looked at it, and we started talking about that stuff.
Okay,
oh
so
God.
You did you, come
minute.
On, man. You plant. Be real, you planted your old modeling portfolio in the car so she would see it and know that you used to model.
It was not like that, but it was embarrassing.
That's okay. So embarrassing. I hate when people see my old modeling photos.
I know.
It's like, oh my.
Oh no.
How could I ever come back
that
from this?
That was from GQ.
I was back when I only had a 6-pack. Now I have an 8-pack.
God, humiliating. Were you able to recover?
Yeah. I mean, it was, I think I made a good impression.
Okay.
Oh my God.
So that was awkward for you when that happened, but did you recover from that? And what did you actually do for a date?
Well, we went out to dinner. Mm-hmm. We didn't really have a reservation for anywhere specific, but then she started suggesting places, and there's places that she mentioned that I just couldn't go. I had to say no.
Why?
Well, I was trying to avoid a cat fight, if you guys get my drift.
Oh, all right. So you've hooked up with other people there, and you didn't want to walk in there and have them get upset that you were on a date. With
hostesses, other bartenders, servers.
Hostesses, servers.
Oh, no.
So you're kind of an infamous bartender in the industry.
People know me.
Yeah. Did you give her that reason, or did you just say, I don't like the food there?
Yeah, I was just like, you know what, the waiting time, the food, anything that just came to my mind.
Okay. So did you find a place that actually worked? Like, go a few cities over, maybe take a plane a few thousand miles away around somebody that you didn't sleep with?
No. Eventually, we found a place where I honestly didn't know anyone.
Okay.
So we sat down, we were having a conversation, we started ordering, and then the waitress that was taking care of us, man, she just started giving me the eye.
Oh, gosh. Are you sure? I feel like any woman makes eye contact with you and you immediately think that.
No, totally, guys. She literally just started getting in the eye. She was looking at me up and down like I was a piece of meat. And I wasn't even doing anything. It was effortless.
Okay.
Guys, a year ago, I would have been all up in there. Mm-hmm. You know? But now, you know, I'm digging this chick. And, oh, she hasn't returned my text. And I thought we had an amazing night. You know, after I dropped her off, I gave her a kiss. And then I went home. I totally could have gone in, but I didn't want to take that approach.
You totally could have gone in. Way to
practice some restraint there.
Yeah.
And it's why do you think she's not calling you back then?
Maybe I played it too cool. I waited 2 days to call her back.
Oh, I do hate that.
Yeah.
You know, like, I feel like that's such an old school rule.
Okay. Well, play a song and then come back and call her and find out what it is with your second date update, all right?
Okay.
Okay, hang on.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal in the mornings. Second date update.
Right in the middle of a second date update, and if you're just joining us, Justin is on the phone, and Justin met a girl named Erica, and he really liked her, because unlike most women that Justin knows, she had a brain.
Mm.
Weird.
That's literally what
she actually had a brain, and that's what he liked about her, because Justin, I guess, has never had a problem with the ladies. He's a bartender, former male model, says he's hooked up with a lot of people, but it's always just been about body relationships, mm-hmm. I think was the term that he used. But anyway, he wants more than just a body relationship with Erica, and she's not calling him back. We're going to see if we can get her on the phone and find out why. All right, Justin, you ready?
Let's do it.
I don't know how to say this softly, but your confidence kind of goes into just the incredible amounts of ego at times. Do you feel like that happened on your date?
I was trying really hard not to be super confident, too cocky.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe that's it. Maybe she doesn't want a humble guy because he sounds super humble, too.
That's it. All right. Most girls say.
Yeah, I'm going to dial her phone number right now, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Erica?
This is she.
Hey, Erica, how are you? This is Jubal from the radio show Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm fine.
Good. Me too. I'm all right. You didn't ask, but I just told you. What's going on?
I don't know. What is going on? What is this? Why are you calling?
Well, Brooke and Jubal in the Morning, it's a radio show, and we do a segment on our show called The Second Date Update. It's where if you go out on a date with somebody and then end up not calling them after, they can email us to get you on the phone and ask what happened. And we actually got an email about you from somebody who listens to the show.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of crazy.
Got any guesses?
No.
Been out on a lot of dates recently?
Well, no, but I mean, it wouldn't be like Justin.
Oh my God, it's
yes,
dawning on you.
It would
you
be Justin. Justin emailed us and told us a little bit about your date, but he also said...
Oh my God, you gotta be kidding me.
No. He also said that he's been trying to get a hold of you and you won't text him back.
No, I'm not calling him.
And why?
Well, I'm not gonna lie, it was a fun date. He's an interesting guy. He's good looking.
So those are all really good things.
Yeah, I mean, overall the date was fine, but interesting. I mean, there was a few weird moments, but I don't know.
So no specific reason why you don't want to see him again?
I do have a reason, but I don't know that I feel comfortable sharing that.
Okay, well, like, is it a personal reason for you, or is it something about Justin?
Both.
Okay. Justin, you know, whenever anybody does these, we always tell them that they need to be willing to hear whatever the other person says. So Justin is willing to hear anything bad that you might have to say.
Well, it's just that he seems to know too many people, you know, because I wasn't sure how I felt about the date. So then I showed my friends his picture, and it's like they all knew him.
Oh.
Knew him really well.
Oh, I get it. Okay.
Ooh. Like they hooked up with him, or?
Yeah.
Oh.
And I'm not talking about one of the girls. Like, three of them have hooked up with him.
Wow.
Ooh.
That's a lot. He gets around.
Wow.
Yeah, he told us that he's never had a problem with women, but he also said that he liked you so much that he can only think about you and doesn't even want to think about any other girls.
Yeah.
But apparently, your friends might think about him from time to time.
I have a solid group of friends, and I can't be the fourth girl in my girl group to hook up with him. That's just crazy.
I mean, when we talked to him, it sounded like he wants more than a hookup from you.
Yeah.
Like, he felt like he had an awakening of how he should really be in a relationship after he met you.
I find that hard to believe.
Do you? I don't know. I was kind of convinced by it.
Well, he did say he wanted to grow or something.
I mean, it sounds like he can get a hookup whenever he wants a hookup, and he's putting in a lot of effort to get a hold of you. If he just wanted a hookup, he could have had that already with somebody else.
Yeah, he seems to have a good history of it. Yeah.
So you definitely, so that's what it is. You don't want to be the fourth girl in your friend group who has hooked up with Justin.
Obviously, he sleeps around a lot, and I don't need that. So I think it's best just to not call him.
Okay. That seems pretty straightforward.
Well, Erica, I do have to let you know this before we let you go. Thank you for being honest. And now I have to be honest because Justin is actually on the other line listening and wants to talk to you. So we've kind of.
What?
Kind of, yeah. We've also hung out with Justin a bit.
Hi, Erica.
Hi.
All right. Listen, I haven't met any of your friends. I don't know who they are, but most likely it's the truth. I mean, are any of them waitresses, hostesses, bartenders?
He's got a type, obviously.
He just keeps listening careers.
Dishwashers.
Teachers, nurses.
Listen, I'm not going to lie. I was that guy. But, you know, I'm not just trying to get you in bed. You know, you can do that with anyone, pretty much. But I'm interested in you.
They all know you from last year. All of them.
Oh, dang.
Last year.
And Justin, don't you think that's weird? If you slept with all my girlfriends, it's just weird.
Yeah.
Look, it's true. I'll admit it. I'll be the first one to admit it. I'm a recovering male skank.
Recovering male skank, Erica.
I feel like he's self-aware.
That doesn't help your mission here. I mean.
Look, I'll be the first one to admit it. I hooked up with a lot of girls. Probably in every state. Maybe 49 out of the 50. But I want to change.
Whoa.
I'm acknowledging the kind of person that I've been. I would love to change because of you.
Oh,
we had one date, and now you suddenly want to change because we've had one date? I hardly believe that.
Wow.
No, Eric, I'm being honest with you. Look, that night I almost had a booty call. I almost made that phone call, but I didn't. I just can't stop thinking about it.
You're so not helping yourself here.
But Erica, think about it if the tables were turned. Like, what if some guy didn't want to go out with you because of a couple of dudes or more that you slept with? Like, you would be really upset about that because you're also more than just who you've hooked up with in the past.
Yeah, but I'd still see that it would be awkward that his friends have seen me naked.
Yeah.
Well, or it's easier to bond. I mean, you could look at it two ways.
I have to ask a question. Justin, do you think you like her because she's the only girl that doesn't call you back?
Nah, man. This girl, she has a brain. You're very smart. You're funny. You get my movie references. You're killing me, Smalls. You're killing me.
Sandlot.
Yeah, see?
That was really dorky.
Look, Justin, it's nice that you say all these things and you feel this way about me, but it just doesn't change that you've been with my friends like that. I mean, if we were to go out, we could have sex for like 6 months because I'd have to know that you really, really fell in love with me.
Whoa.
Wow.
What do you think about that?
Geez.
Holy shit. 6 months? Are you serious? Are you serious?
Yeah, I mean, like, no booty calls, no nothing. 6 months of just holding my hand and a kiss goodnight. You need a freaking cleanse.
Wow.
All right, well.
That is strict.
That's not for anybody.
Erica, would you like to go? Maybe I shouldn't even ask Erica at this point now. Erica, would you like to go on a second date with Justin? We will pay for it if he agrees to not having any sex for 6 months.
Okay, Justin, it's your turn.
Oh, she said yes.
All right, Justin.
Now I feel like she's just testing you.
Time to put you to the test, find out how woke you really are now.
You know what kind of person I am? You know what would do that to me? I mean, like, 6 months. She said 6 months.
Yes, she did. 6 months. I know that probably hasn't happened to you since your teens. But
That's half a year.
You're not going to explode. You're not going to explode. You'll be fine. I mean, you will at some point, but not the way
Justin,
you think.
I can't think of any other way to prove to my friends that it's okay we date because you'd have to prove, you know, that you really care about me. Just imagine after 6 months how amazing that's going to be.
Ooh.
6 months.
Okay. Yes. We've been over that, Justin. We've been over that a bunch now. Six months. Can you wait 6 months? You'll get your second date if you can abstain for 6 months.
I mean, I'm just throwing this back at you. I mean, can we negotiate like six dates?
Six dates.
Nope, we're talking 6 months. I mean, you just said that you want to change and that you've never met anyone like me and that you made it sound like you'd do anything.
Is there any chance that I can get back to you on this?
All right.
Really?
Yeah.
No,
think.
Can I process this?
Right. Erica, you blew Justin's mind. Yeah. All right.
Well.
Yeah, Justin, use some time to think about it and then update us on if you guys actually go on a second date. All right.
Gotcha. 6 months. Jesus.
Yes, 6 months. We know.
Brooke and Jubal in the morning.